This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Nigel Maguire had a career in the health field. Until 2 years ago, he was the chief executive of the National Health Service in Cumbria, in the north of England. And then he retired to care for his son.
My son, Lewis Maguire, was a very avid soccer player. He was a goalkeeper. And he played soccer for his school, for his county, and he also was undertaking soccer trials at Leeds United Football Club, which is a big club in England. And it was during his time, halfway through his 12-week trial, that he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma stage 4.
At the time, Nigel Maguire saw no connection between his goalkeeper son's passion and his illness. 4 weeks ago, that changed when Lewis Maguire turned on a TV program featuring Amy Griffin, the goalkeeper coach at the University of Washington.
And my son was watching Sky Sports, and he said to me, "Dad, you've got to listen to this. They're talking about synthetic football pitches and crumb rubber being associated with cancer. But that's not just it, it's lymphoma specifically." And he said, "The scary bit, which has really freaked me out," his words, not mine, "was that it was more associated with soccer goalkeepers."
Crumb rubber, which makes up the little pellets in the artificial turf, is made from shredded tires. Construction of a soccer field requires about 25,000 of those tires. According to Mr. Maguire, they come with all sorts of suspicious elements.
So, for example, it's recorded that you have mercury, lead, arsenic, zinc, very toxic to the human body. But you also have some known carcinogens, like benzenes, that are a known carcinogen. You have PAHs, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, that are known to be carcinogenic. And you also have MBT, which is mercaptobenzothiazole, which the WHO have in the last couple of weeks said it probably is carcinogenic.
Because goalkeepers dive to the ground continuously during practice and a lot during games, they are the most likely players on the field to inhale those substances, swallow them, and get them stuck to open cuts. Amy Griffin, formerly with the U.S. women's team, has collected the names of more than 100 former goalkeepers who've been diagnosed with cancer, scores of them with lymphoma. While Nigel Maguire understands that this evidence is anecdotal, he feels it mustn't be ignored.
It is convincing in terms of raising questions, because what I don't want to say at this time is say, "Well, here you go, here is the evidence that says that there is a link," because all the industry scientists will then say, "Well, it's not scientifically proven, it hasn't been peer-reviewed," and they'll rubbish it. And therefore, I don't want to go down that line.
Nigel Maguire is pursuing a less dramatic line, realizing that he's potentially taking on an enormous industry. Thrilled to be making millions of dollars by recycling refuse nobody wants, he's opting for quiet logic.
In the UK, you're not allowed to bury tyres. You can't put them in landfill. You can't burn them. You're only allowed to put them undercover and store them. Now, it strikes me as being strange, to say the least, that you can't bury it, you can't burn it. But hey, it's absolutely fine to put tons and tons of this stuff on children's playing fields.
Last month, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Center for Disease Control, and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Division jointly announced research into the safety of the artificial turf fields containing crumb rubber. Over the next few weeks, Mr. Maguire will be writing England's chief medical officer, as well as the Secretary of State and his local representative in Parliament, asking them to look into the safety of artificial turf fields.
We really do need to take this seriously. We are taking risks with our children's welfare. And until we know that prolonged exposure does not pose a risk, until that time comes, then I will continue to lobby and I'll continue to look into this matter with rigour.